7:18 on this Wednesday morning. Each week around this time, we check in with the folks in Jonesboro on the JBO show. Town of Jonesboro sponsoring this portion of the program. Joining us this morning, Cameo Waters. Good morning, Cameo.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Sure. Glad you could join us today, too. Let's jump right in, because I know Jonesboro is planning all sorts of things for Halloween activities over several days. Tell us what you got going.
Yeah, we have a lot going on. We'll kick off with the Jack-O-Lantern drive-through. That's where folks picked up pumpkins on Monday. They took them home. They carved them. And we're going to put them out all along Main Street for everyone to walk downtown and see them. They'll be out Thursday all the way through Monday.
Wow, nice idea. I like that.
Yeah, I think it's fun for people to be able to get involved and, you know, kids to walk downtown and see their little creation on Main Street. I think it makes it a little bit more personable. But on Friday night, we'll have Halloween Haunts and Happenings, which is our, you know, traditional trick-or-treat in downtown. It will be from 6 to 9 p.m. We'll have a costume contest in the middle, which is always a blast. You'll have, you know, trick-or-treating up and down Main Street and a lot of games and activities.
All righty. So after that, that takes care of Friday. There's a lot going on there. What's happening after that, Cameo?
Yeah, on Saturday, we have a lot of fun things going on. In the morning, we have the Haunted Half Marathon. That's put on by the Goose Chase. So if you're a crazy runner, want to run a half marathon and dress up, Jonesboro is the place to do it. And then that night, we have Brews and Booze. And that is actually a fundraiser for the Brews and Tunes music concert series.
Mm-hmm.
But Brews and Booze is a twist off of that. And we have ghost storytelling and live music. So it's a perfect way to get into the spooky season. Our two tellers are Connie Reagan Blake and Michael Reno Harrell.
Mm-hmm.
And they both tell at the Storytelling Festival each year. Connie Reagan Blake's actually been telling at the festival every year since it started in 1973.
Wow, tip of the hat, yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. We had her tell last year, and everyone just loved it. So they're phenomenal tellers. It's $15 in advance for your ticket, $20 the day of. But it's such a fun event. You'll want to come early and get your seat between 7 and 8 p.m. We'll have craft beer, Main Street Cafe. We'll have some Depot Street beer. We'll have, like, an Oktoberfest and then some cider. We'll have concessions as well. So it's a perfect night. Very fun.
It sounds like it indeed. Thinking out loud right now with Cameo Waters talking about Jonesboro's Halloween activities. Does that wrap it up on Saturday night?
It does. That wraps it up for us.
I tell you what, it sounds like so many activities, not going to be able to figure out what to do next. But where can folks find information? On the Jonesboro Facebook page?
Yeah, you can also find it on jbohalloween.com.
Oh, okay, very good. All right, his own dedicated website. I like that, too. So have you chosen your costume yet, Cameo?
I haven't yet.
What?
I know. We've been so busy. A lot of the time we go as a group. So we talked about doing different period times. JRT is great. We'll holler at them to let us borrow a costume. And we kind of have to just get out the door. There's so much planning with the event. It's hard to have much time to plan our costume.
I understand that. And we appreciate your dedication to making Halloween a lot of fun for everybody who comes to Jonesboro as well. So you could actually go in costume as the public relations director for the town of Jonesboro if you wanted to.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Just kind of pull your hair out a little bit.
That's right. Exactly. To match the reality. Cameo Waters joining us here to talk about Halloween coming up this weekend in Jonesboro. Cameo, always a lot of fun to think out loud with you. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.